The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your man Marcus, and I am your digital pastor. I have one point to make and one point only, and that is this. You need to involve more people in the process. You need to involve more people in the process. So what are you talking about, Pastor? So I was watching the game. College basketball game on Saturday evening, Duke and Virginia. And they were coming back from one of the commercial breaks, and they were spotlighting a young lady. She was a student at Virginia, I believe, because I believe it was a home game for Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. They were highlighting her. And they were talking about her major and they were talking about her interests. And I was wondering why they were highlighting this person because, you know, she was just a student or so I thought. But they were highlighting her because she was somebody that ESPN, I guess, you know, they kind of recruit volunteers now at the different venues that they go to. And they have them get footage on their phones that they would use in the broadcast just as another angle to enjoy the action from. And so this young lady had been commissioned by ESPN to, you know, to sit out in the audience or to stand out in the crowd during the game and get some video that they were going to use on the broadcast. And so just giving them, you know, just a, instead of a courtside view, you're giving them an audience or a crowd side view. You know, you're seeing the action from the crowd, and ESPN was actually commissioning her to do this. I don't know, you know, what she got for doing this, but beyond just exposure, I don't imagine they were paying her or anything like that. I don't know if there's any kind of rules for or against that, but it was just very interesting that that's something that that ESPN was acknowledging and something that they do now, because it's just an incredible thing now. You know, as media has become more democratized and you know, content doesn't have to be as polished as it used to be for it to be attractive, for it to get eyeballs, for it to be successful, you see the ability and the opportunity for more people to be involved in the process. Now, why is this important? This is important because many times, and this is something I experienced when I was in pastoral ministry, is you know, you go to some places and, you know, they won't do anything, you know, without the pastor praying. You know, this one church that I was at, you know, every year before the conference year, as the conference year would start, and they would elect their officers for their auxiliaries or organizations, they would have, you know, they would have their elections, and they would have their slate of officers. And this particular church, you know, they you know, tried to make it as formal as possible. They would install their officers, and you know, they wanted the pastor to be there to help install the officers, even though this was not something that was necessarily, you know, it wasn't necessary. It wasn't something that had to be done. But this was something that they had always done, and this was something they wanted to continue to do. And so they wanted to have me, all these auxiliaries wanted me to be at all their meetings in order to to install their officers for their for their organization. And so you know it's this idea like you cannot do anything you know without the pastor. You know, if if you're having dinner or something like that at the church, you're having an activity and you have, you know, a meal afterward, it's like nobody else can pray. Nobody else can bless the food until the pastor is available. You know, what if he or she is doing something? You know what I'm saying? What if he or she can't quite be, you know, in the fellowship hall at the time? And you have to wait 15, 20 minutes for the pastor to get there in order for y'all to eat, because you all have only deemed that the pastor is the one who can pray. You know, other people can pray. Other people can talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Other people have a relationship with God besides just the pastor. And so it's always great when ministries and when pastors have empowered other people to you know, do the work of ministry and to you know, do visitations sometimes. I know that sounds horrific to some people that you would have other ministers on staff who would do visitations besides just the pastor. But you know, as you get into larger and larger churches, that is the necessity. That's what has to be in order to really have a successful ministry, in order to really have a pastor who is able to push vision and to run an entire ministry. But this is related to church communications, because you know, if you have a person, whether this person is on staff, whether this person is a volunteer, whether this person is part time or pay or full time or is a consultant, you have you know, one person who is over the communications. You want to make sure that you are able to put together an entire team. And when you put together that team, you want to mobilize as many people as possible in the area of content generation, in the area of content generation. You want people who are able to, and this is what I tell churches, you know, when I work with them, you know, you want to be able to get a team together who can help you to generate content. You want during worship, you want a team of people who will take pictures at every single service and who will, you know, give you some video clips at every single service. And you can use those pictures and you can use those clips from different angles, from within your house of worship. And, you know, you can put those things together and that can be, you know, part of your overall content. And you're giving people different looks and different perspectives that you can, that you're able to successfully, you know, mold together into, you know, this tapestry of beauty, of showing the culture of your church, of showing the atmosphere of your worship from so many different angles. And it's a beautiful thing. And that's what happens when you have the collaborative process. Also, one thing that I do when I work with churches, I recommend them putting a street team together. You know, you have street teams. Well, I know a lot of authors, when they do their book launches these days, they have people sign up to be a part of their street team. You know, whenever there's information to go out, you know, they're all on one accord about, you know, what they're going to tweet out, what they're going to put on their Facebook, what they're going to put on their Instagram regarding, you know, whatever they're promoting. And, you know, they're going to read the book. And you know, when the book comes out officially on Amazon, they're going to write reviews right away and things like that. That's part of launch strategy. And I work with authors as a part of their launch strategy as well. That's something that I do as a consultant as well. But in ministry, this is also something that's important from a communication standpoint. You can have a street team that's all, you know, sharing similar content on their social media. You know, you might have a team of people who will tweet on or post on behalf of your church on your church's social media accounts. But then you also have a street team who's going to post on their own about the church, and there are There's some apps that will allow you to do, well, at least there's one specific app that I know of that will allow you to do that. And I will talk about that. Well, it's called Share Social. So if you in your iOS app store, if you type in Share Social, then you can, you know, download that and take a look at that. But that's something that I will probably delve into more during the tip of the week when we get back to our regularly scheduled full episodes of the Your Digital Pastor podcast. But that's just something I want to talk about, man. You know, we just have to be more collaborative in the process of generating content, of sharing content. You know, because not only does it help the person, whoever the comms director is, who's in charge, not only does it help him or her, not only does it help the pastor, but it also helps the entire ministry because, you know, now you're getting different perspectives that are all on one accord and all, promoting the same vision and the same message. But you're just getting it from different angles and from different perspectives of because we're all different. And so, seeing that girl do the, generating content on her own phone to share with the worldwide leader in ESPN, that's just something that was incredible to me. And just something that got me thinking about ways we can collaborate in our church communications efforts as far as, how we're sharing generating content. But that's all I wanted to share today, and just pray that this is something that blesses you, and we will be back to our regularly scheduled podcasts very soon. So God bless you, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Holla.